You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Please visit our website radiosai.org to listen to our free internet streaming service. On this website, you can access audio streams. The first three are Asia Stream, Afri Stream, and Ameri Stream, which offer you programs in the languages common to these geographic regions. The other two streams are Bhajan Stream and Discourse Stream. Click on the Bhajan Stream to listen to a Sai Bhajan at any time of the day. Similarly, to listen to the divine voice of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, please log on to the Discourse Stream. Just log on to radiosai.org and experience the divine love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For any inquiries, please email us at listener@radiosai.org.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Dear listeners, this is the segment Service, Love in Action. And you are tuned to Asia Stream of Radio Sai with me, Raghu, and my friend, audio engineer Yatharta. And we welcome you all for today's Thursday Live. As always, this broadcast is coming to you live from the studios of Radio Sai here at Prashanti Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe, the abode of highest peace. Well, dear listeners, today is 21st day of March and the time right now in our studio is 11:05. It's a very warm day here in the ashram. The temperature right now is around 35 degrees Celsius and in the afternoons it becomes even more hot. Well, the holy hamlet Puttaparthi is known for its hot summers. Talking about summer, which is fast approaching, today being 21st of March, the students of Swami's schools and colleges are busy writing their exams and the summer vacation for them starts on 1st of April, as always. But don't worry, dear listeners, we at Radio Sai don't have any summer vacation. We will be on air 24/7 throughout the year, spreading the universal message of love of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Again, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and of course, 365 days a year. So always stay tuned and stay connected to the sacred vibes of Prashanti Nilayam Ashram. This is the segment Service, Love in Action, and at the very outset to begin with, let us all collectively pray to our Divine Master, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, and place our most humble pranams at His lotus feet. To begin this segment, dear listeners, let me play for you a beautiful Telugu song, Kalagantini, sung by Malari brothers and family. Kalagantini means, I had a dream. This song describes a dream in which the devotee is worshipping Lord Sai. This song is from the album Sai Nathachari, which is a Sai Blossom product. So let's listen to this beautiful Telugu song. Thank you.
కలగంటిది సాయి కలగంటిది కలలోన నిను చాలవేడు కోటిని కలగంటిది సాయి కలగంటిది కలలోన నిను చాలవేడు కోటిని కలగంటిది సాయి కలగంటిది వెచ్చనైన నారు మేను చల్లబడక ముందే చల్లని నీ పాదాలను నులి వెచ్చగతాకాలని వెచ్చనైన నారు మేను చల్లబడక ముందే చల్లని నీ పాదాలను నులి వెచ్చగతాకాలని కన్నులలో వెలుగు తగ్గి చూపు మసగబారును కన్నులలో వెలుగు తగ్గి చూపు మసగబారులోపే నీ కన్నుల వెలుగులన్నీ నా కన్నుల నిండాలని నీ కన్నుల వెలుగులన్నీ నా కన్నుల నిండాలని కలగంటిని కలగంటిది సాయి కలగంటిని కలలోన నిను చాలవేడు కోటిని కలగంటిని సాయి కలగంటిని నాదు చెవుల శబ్దముడిగి బధిర జీవి కాకమునుపే నీ దివ్య కథలు నా చెవుల నిండిపోవాలని రుచులమయము నాదు జిహ్వ రుచులుడిగెడులోపెని నామామృత కలగంటిని సాయి కలగంటిని కలగంటిని సాయి కలగంటిని కలలోన నిను చాలవేరు కోటిని కలగంటిని సాయి కలగంటిని కలలోన నిను చాలవేరు కోటిని కలగంటిని సాయి కలగంటిని
కలగంటిని సాయి కలగంటిని ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ తెలుగు సాంగ్ సంగ్ బై మల్లాడి బ్రదర్స్. Dear listeners, this song is from the album Sai Nathachari, which is a Sai Blossom product. In this song, Kalagantini means I had a dream, and this song describes a dream in which the devotee is worshipping Lord Sai. Well, dear listeners, to know more about the various other Sai Blossom products, please visit the site saiblossom.org. You are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And this is the segment Service, Love in Action, and I am Team Radio Sai Sragu. In this segment, as always, dear listeners, I speak about the various service activities done by Swami's devotees and his students. Every fortnight, a set of Sevadal volunteers come to Prashanti Nilayam to render selfless service on different locations in Prashanti Nilayam Ashram and also in Super Speciality Hospital at Puttaparthi. This month, from 1st of this month to 15th of this month, The Sevadal volunteers who came here were from the Indian states Maharashtra and Goa. So I met few members of the CESI organization of these two states, and I requested them to come to our studios and speak about the various service activities that is happening in this place. So they agreed to come to the studios, and in the first week of this month, I had a conversation with them, and I had recorded this conversation, and they spoke on the various service activities that they have been doing there. So right now, I would like to play that recorded conversation.
Well, this is the month of March, and the devotees who have come to Prashant Nilayam as part of the Prashanti Seva are from the inner state of Maharashtra and Goa. So I requested few members of the Satya Sai Seva organization of the state of Maharashtra and Goa to come here and share with us the few service activities that has been happening in these states. So on a request, I am grateful to have with me in our studio right now Mr. S.K. Satpute, who is the Joint State Sevadal Convener, and Mr. Prakash Darwadkar, the District President of Goa, then Mr. Raghu Ramachandran, the In Charge of Prashanti Security for these two states, and Mr. Sarang Patak, the Youth Wing Member for the District Nagpur. So, Sairam, and welcome to the studios of Radio.
Sairam.
So, as I was telling, please share with us some of the activities, service activities that is happening in these two states. Okay, so let's start with the Mobile Medicare Project.
First of all, right at the outset, I must express our deep gratitude on behalf of Maharashtra and Goa for the ever-flowing grace of Swami that He has bestowed on both these states. And with His blessings only, both the states have been able to take up a number of seva activities. At the top of the list, I must say that we have Mobile Medicare Van Project.
Yeah.
This project was launched on 20th of April 2007 at the hands of Swami Himself.
Mm.
The idea was to make medical facility available at the doorstep of the patient, as envisaged by Swami. Today, we have 36 mobile vans in Maharashtra and Goa rendering yeoman service to the needy and poor patients.
So what does these vans have, the specialties that they take care of?
Actually, the van is accompanied by competent doctors, sevadal, pharmacists are there, and enough stock of medicines which is supplied free of cost. Free medicines and again follow-up action is given to the needy patients. And I am very happy and indebted to Swami to inform our listeners that so far more than 18 lakh patients have been benefited by this Medicare project.
So in this past 5 years?
Now, as a outcome of this, a prominent pharmaceutical company, Glenmark, has embarked upon manufacturing 21 drugs which are commonly used during these medical camps.
Okay.
Now, the specialty of these medicines are that these products are being manufactured by Glenmark under proper license from FDA, and all these will be named with Sai as the prefix.
Mm.
For example, paracetamol has been manufactured, and the name of that paracetamol will be Sai Para.
Okay.
And I am very happy to inform our listeners that the first consignment of Sai Para has been offered at the lotus feet of Swami at Dharmakshetra on 24th of February.
Okay, last month.
Last month only.
This year.
The first consignment has been already offered at the lotus feet. And there was a very august gathering there. And many prominent persons have shown great interest in this program. The speciality is that very soon these medicines will be distributed during all our medical visits, free of cost.
Okay.
Each brand product will bear the Sarvadharma logo, and each strip will be marked for free distribution by Sri Satya Sai Medicare Unit.
Mm. Okay, sir. Now, coming back to the mobile medical vans, so how often these mobile medical vans go to the villages for service?
In fact, we have been given instructions to all the districts that the optimum use of these medical vans should be done.
Yes.
Preferably each day. And accordingly, full efforts are being made that optimum use is being made. And that is why we have been able to achieve this target of more than 18 lakhs patients.
So every day the mobile medical van?
Practically every day.
Okay.
But mainly on Saturdays and Sundays. Because those are the days when people who go for work are available and they can take the benefit of these. On other working days also, our vans go around. But these are the main days when there is a maximum.
So how many villages are covered every day?
It's very difficult to say, but all the districts in Maharashtra, practically all the districts, are covered under this project. In the process of this medical camps, whenever there are certain patients who require follow-up treatment, in that case, such patients are taken care of by the respective samitis and they are given the necessary treatment, because these camps help us in that way also.
What are the transformations that's happening in the beneficiaries? Can you share some things?
Surely, because first of all, they get this facility at the doorstep.
Yes, that's right.
They don't have to go to any doctor. Then it is available free of cost.
Yes.
Then there is a follow-up action provided free of cost. And above all, they start believing in Swami.
Yes, correct.
They start having faith in Swami.
Mm.
And the faith in Swami itself cures them 50%.
Mm.
The medicines is a supplementary part. That is what we feel.
Mm.
Because after all, this is being done with Swami's blessings.
Mm.
And every patient is benefited with Swami's blessings.
Mm.
And medicines are only playing a secondary role.
Okay, so please tell about the next activity.
Thank you, and Sai Ram. Our Mahila wing of Maharashtra and Goa, beside the very much activity, they have undertaken a nodal program called Mother and Child Care Program. From last year, the program is being introduced in different districts of Maharashtra and Goa.
So what is this program, sir?
The program is that the Mahila from the village at the age of 16 onward to the after conceiving and the child born up to 5 years, that Mahila, we can give them the orientation regarding the health and hygiene and other aspect of the health department.
Taking care of babies.
All these things. It gives guidance to women from puberty to child up to 5 years age. In this program, Mahila who are trained visit the villages twice in a month and give the guidance to the woman with the help of CD, posters, role play, etc. 13 lessons have been designed by specialists, some gynecologists and specialists for this purpose. During this program, we come across many children who are either undernourished or malnutrition. They are categorized and Sai protein is given to them. A proper health record of each child is maintained and the effect of Sai protein is observed, no doubt, to most cases the results are positive.
So Sai protein is a nutrition powder?
Nutrition powder.
Okay.
And that is prepared by the that material is available, readily available in their households also.
Okay.
Like gram,
wheat,
groundnut, sugar, groundnut,
teal.
So they are prepared by Sai devotees?
They are prepared by Sai devotee. We prepare some packet out of this and then issue to that children.
It's called Sai protein.
Sai protein.
So they have to mix it with milk and drink.
Okay. It can be taken with milk,
with water,
or even directly. And it has a very good taste, appealing taste. Children like it.
The Mother and Child program has received an
international
award.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Was recognized as the best. It is in case of America, a NGO which is having its base in London and having global presence.
So this mother and child program by Maharashtra and Goa state?
Yeah, it's a unique program.
Okay. Unique program, run by Maharashtra and Goa.
Okay.
There is also a...
So when was this award received?
Recently, we don't know the exact, but we have received this. Uh-huh. I have got this information on the internet.
Okay.
That there is an organization called AmeriCare. So they have recognized this program.
There is also another regular project that 36 Seva Organization Maharashtra and Goa called Poshak Ahar, which is widely appreciated even by the Minister of Health.
So Poshak Ahar.
We prepared the Poshak Ahar in the biscuit form.
So Poshak Ahar, please tell in English. Poshak
Nutritious food.
In the form of biscuits. We have prepared that.
Okay.
And that is distributed free of cost to the malnourished child. Now the state is thinking for giving it to some company to prepare for that. But that is in premature.
Okay. That is future plans.
Future plans.
But it will be given free of cost.
Free of cost.
All over Maharashtra and Goa to the needy children.
This Poshak Ahar was being distributed in one of the districts in Jalgaon.
Jalgaon in Maharashtra.
Poshak Ahar is in a biscuit form being given to children. And those children have to be daily watched because they should not eat two or three biscuits in a day.
Okay.
So one biscuit a day, and their weight is also checked every week on a weekly basis. This was being done on a pilot project in Jalgaon, where the district collector of Jalgaon, after seeing this malnutrition kids coming out of that stage of malnutrition, the district collector recognized the organization's activity, and a certificate was given to the Satya Sai Seva Organization Maharashtra and Goa, saying that this kind of activity should be carried out in entire Maharashtra, and all the malnourished children who have been listed in the state list have to be brought out from that list with the help of this Poshak Ahar. So we are working out with some companies who can manufacture this Poshak Ahar so that it can be widely distributed. The importance of this is we have to check afterwards on a day-to-day basis.
And for that program, our SP was state president was present there at Jalgaon. And in Maharashtra, especially in Amravati district, that is Melghat area, and in Gadchiroli and other area, they are prominently malnourished children are more in numbers.
Okay, so this Poshak Ahar is a part of the mother and child program.
We'll talk about some water project we are doing in Maharashtra. See, in Maharashtra, last few years, we have seen that many villages are suffering with a shortage of water, drinking water.
Safe drinking water.
Safe drinking water. And for that...
So the aim of the water project is to provide safe drinking water.
Yeah, basic aim was to provide safe drinking water. But we have started a project called Sai Jal Mitra. So in each district, we have appointed one Sevadal, who we name as Sai Jal Mitra, would be taking one village in that district, would be adopting that village, where we can find out some areas where we can have water conservation projects, basically. Because just providing some tankers, which we already are doing, like in summers, 2-3 months where these villages are suffering with water shortage, we provide with tankers going from cities and other areas in the villages and providing water. But that is not a permanent solution. It's a very temporary kind of solution. So to find out a permanent solution, we thought about water conservation projects. So very scientifically, we have designed these kind of projects in Maharashtra.
So what is this water conservation project? Please elaborate.
First of all, in initial stages, what we do is we give training to each of the Sai Jal Mitra of how to identify a particular place where we can do such kind of conservation kind of thing. Because water should be also available in nearby area, some river should be flowing or some canal should be there nearby. Basically, in water conservation, what we see is when rain is there, obviously rain is there in every place. But this water flows out and it's of no use to that particular village. So to make use of it, we try to have some check dams or some CCTs or such kind of some
storage.
Yeah. Not storage.
Obstacle.
We obstruct the flow of water so that this water goes into the ground level and basically it increases the ground level. So the results are not very fast, but it will take 2-3 years at least. to get good results. But this is a permanent solution, and we have seen in there are some pilot projects already being done by Anna Hazare in Maharashtra, Raigaon, Siddhi. So it's a very unique project they have undertaken. On that basis, we have designed this. Mm. And in Nagpur district recently, we have started this water project. There's a place called Mohpa. It's around 30 kilometers from Nagpur. Mm. And there flows a river called Madhuganga. Mm. And it is further going through a place called Dhapewada, which is also called the Pandharpur of Vidarbha. Lord Vittala had come to Vidarbha a long time before. So that place has got very good importance. Mm. So we had decided to go there and clean this river so that we'll have a awareness kind of thing in that village and in that nearby area. So our Sai Jal Mitra from Nagpur planned this visit, and around 20-25 youth from Nagpur district we accumulated in that village. And our idea was there would be a river flowing and we would be cleaning that river, a nice river, and we'd be enjoying kind of thing we'd be doing. And
some entertainment.
Yeah, some kind of entertainment, picnic kind of mood we were in. So we all went with our swimming costumes and tiffins and all like that. And we started with a Nagar Sankirtan from one place in that village. And we were just doing that Nagar Sankirtan. We found one nala flowing. Mm-hmm. And over that bridge we were crossing. So I just told one of my friends, see this nala so dirty.
Nala is canal.
Nala means a canal where all sewage water and all this is flowing usually. So, finally when we reached the destination where we had to clean the river, it was the same nala. Mm-hmm. It was not a river basically, it was a nala which we had to clean. Mm-hmm. And when we spoke to some elder people in that village, they told that around 2 decades, like 15-20 years before, they used to drink water from that same river.
Okay.
So it was not a river anymore, it has become a nala.
Mm-hmm.
So we started cleaning that area, and slowly we found that the village youth were also interested, and they started helping us, and they found that people have come all the way from Nagpur to clean our all waste and garbage from this river. So that awareness kind of thing got created. And nearby one village is also there, it's called Pilkapar village. So we are adopting that village for the Sai Jal Mitra project. We'll be having some check dams near the local canal so that we can have groundwater level, we can increase the groundwater level in that village basically. Okay. This is how it is done.
Some SSS VIP activities you can share.
Yeah. We are doing SSS VIP, that is Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program.
Mm.
About 27 villages all over the Maharashtra.
Okay. Mm.
A common minimum program has been taken, like the mother and child care one aspect, the mother and when the ladies wing will go, they will take care of the mother and child care and the Bal Vikas activity.
In fact, SSVAB has got 7 core areas.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So, these two take care. Bal Vikas is one and the other one is mother and child care. Here in the boys' side or the youth wing side, the gents' side, what we do is we take care of the sanitation aspect.
Mm.
We have identified villages where we have removed completely, totally, when people go outside, those things have been stopped, and we have built toilets for them, and they have been volunteers from the villages who are involved to see that they don't go outside and they use the toilets.
Outside for toilets?
For toilets, sanitation purpose. Mm. Normally in villages they go outside in the field, and because of that most of the diseases are... they are spread.
So you have constructed the toilets?
Toilets. Huh. In some places where the villagers have contributed, some villages we have done the construction.
The organization.
The organization has done. And some villages together, both have done 50-50 each. Somewhere Shramdan from that side, Shramdan from our side. Both together have done. And finally, it does not remain as a concrete thing. We educated the villagers so that those villagers are made to use those toilets. That was important for us. So, that sanitation work we are doing. We are doing the Bal Vikas and vocational training classes we have.
Mm.
Vocational training classes where we teach tailoring, where we teach plumbing, where we teach electrician courses, where we have computer courses. These courses are being done and some handicrafts items are being made and they are being sold, marketed by them. And the profit goes to the villages.
Mm. So there is no middleman involved.
There is no middleman involved. It is a direct sale to the customer by the villager himself. So the entire profit goes to the villager himself. Sometimes we help them to cater to the markets as a seva, and whatever the benefit comes is accrued to the villagers themselves. This Shivratri, these villagers are bringing all those handicrafts items, and they are going to be displayed here opposite the Sai Global. Secretary has kindly permitted us, said you can exhibit and you can sell also. So this is going to be exhibited, that small purses, ladies purses, some puja thali and the prasad distribution trays, all those kinds of about 7-8 items they are going to bring.
So the villagers have made themselves.
Villagers are coming, they are leaving today and they are coming tomorrow evening. So that about during the Shivratri time they will display them and they will be sold here in the The village's name is that Jambilgar. Jambilgar in Thana district. Where the villagers are making this and they are all coming tomorrow.
This is one of the SSVIP.
SSVIP program.
You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Radio Sai brings to you every day the teachings and the universal message of love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, welcome back and welcome once again to today's Thursday Life. This is the segment Service Love in Action. And what you are listening now is a conversation that I had recorded on 9th of this month with few members of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of the Indian states of Maharashtra and Goa. They had come here for the for their Prashanti Seva here at Prashanti Nilayam. So as you heard in this conversation, they were telling us about the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program, where one of the activities is the vocational training program in which they teach the villagers about different thing activities such as tailoring and making handicrafts, all those things. In fact, for the occasion of Mahashivaratri, few villagers from the village Jambilgar had come here to Prashant Nilayam and had set up a stall right in front of the studio in which they had kept few handicrafts that they themselves had made, such as ladies' purses, puja thalis, little wallets, etc. This was as a program in which the villagers then were taught to make these handicrafts, and it was an activity of the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program. So one of the members of Radio Sai went to this team and had a conversation with them. So right now I would like to play that conversation. This conversation was with Ms. Anjana Kamri and Ms. Lena Patki, who are both involved in the SSVIP program of the Sai Youth of Thane District Adopted Model Village, Jambilgar, in the state of Maharashtra. Well, the aim of the program is to empower women to achieve self-confidence, self-sufficiency and financial independence, and also to introduce them to a value-based life of harmony, peace and joy. So they made some handicrafts, such as I told in the beginning, ladies' purses, puja thalis and little wallets, as part of their occasional training program, which is an activity of the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program. The conversation is in the Indian language Hindi, and in conversation with them is Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Aaj hamare saath Maharashtra se SSVIP के कुछ सदस्य आए हैं. आप प्लीज अपना परिचय दीजिए और हमारे श्रोताओं को बताइए आप कहाँ से आई हैं.
साई राम, मेरा नाम अंजना कामरी. मैं ठाणे डिस्ट्रिक्ट से जांबिलगर गांव से आई हूँ.
और कब से SSVIP में काम करती हैं?
चार साल से.
साई राम, मेरा नाम लीना पटकी है. मैं भी ठाणे डिस्ट्रिक्ट से आई हूँ और ये प्रोग्राम से 4-5 साल से जुड़ी हुई हूँ.
अच्छा, इस प्रोग्राम के बारे में हमें बताइए थोड़ा बहुत. आप लोग क्या काम करते हैं इसमें? क्योंकि हमने देखा आपने बाहर बहुत ही सुंदर हमारे ऑफिस के ठीक बाहर एक स्टॉल लगाया था और वहाँ बड़ी अच्छी अच्छी चीजें आप लोग बेच रहे थे. बहुत सारे लोग आ रहे थे, लगता है आपका सारा सामान बिकी गया.
हाँ, मतलब बाबा की कृपा से तो ऑलमोस्ट सब कुछ बिकी गया है.
तो ये सामान किसने बनाया, ये क्या प्रोग्राम है?
हमारा जो जांबिलगर में सेंटर है वहाँ के सारे बच्चे ये सब बनाते हैं और ये प्रोग्राम लगभग गए 2 साल से इन्होंने ये सब बनाना चालू किया है
जी।
और पहले कैसे इनको मतलब किसी ना किसी से मदद मिलता था, फिर ये लोग बनाते थे। अभी ये लोग खुद ये सब बेचते हैं, वो पैसा उसी में इन्वेस्ट करके वापस, मतलब रॉ मटेरियल उसी में इन्वेस्ट करके वापस ये सब चीजें बना सकते हैं। और जो लेडीज या जो यूथ इसमें जुड़े हुए हैं उनको भी इसका मेहनताना मिलता है, तो उनको आत्मनिर्भर बनाने के लिए इसका बहुत उपयोग हो रहा है।
और बाकी के जो प्रॉफिट्स आते हैं,
प्रॉफिट्स आते हैं वो भी इनके लिए यूज होते हैं, लाइक वहां पे ब्यूटी पार्लर के क्लासेस, टाइपिंग के क्लासेस, कंप्यूटर के क्लासेस और सिलाई के क्लासेस।
अच्छा, सारा वोकेशनल ट्रेनिंग
फ्री में। हाँ, ये सब फ्री में सिखाते हैं बच्चों को, तो फिर उसके लिए ये सब काम पे आता है। ये लोग जो बच्चे दूर दूर से आते हैं, लाइक 2-2 घंटे ट्रैवल करके बच्चे यहाँ पे सीखने के लिए आते हैं, फिर उनका ट्रैवलिंग का खर्चा या उनको जो बुक्स वगैरह लगती है उनका खर्चा भी इसी से किया जाता है।
बहुत ही अच्छा। अंजना जी, आप बताइए ये जो प्रोग्राम है इसमें किस तरह के लोग इन्वॉल्व हैं? महिलाएं हैं, बच्चे हैं, क्या उम्र है उनकी, कौन कौन आते हैं
इसमें? हमारे सेंटर में एक विनाश नाम का लड़का है, वो इन्वॉल्व है, और प्रसाद पत्की सर, वो इन्वॉल्व है, और 8 लेडीज है।
हाँ,
वो सब हमारे क्लास के बच्चे लोग हैं और उधर काम करते हैं। और हमारे जो थाना डिस्ट्रिक्ट के अध्यक्ष है
जी,
श्री किशोर ठाकुर
जी,
उनका हम लोगों को बहुत सपोर्ट मिलता है इस
तो
काम में।
फिर आपके पास कोई एक स्कूल बिल्डिंग जैसी है, कोई शेड है, कहाँ पे?
शेड है जाम्बिलगढ़ गांव है, उसमें बहुत बड़ा शेड है और उधर ही सब क्लास चल रहे।
कितने बच्चे आते हैं, कितनी महिलाएं आती हैं?
ज्यादातर महिला लेडीज लोग ज्यादा रहते हैं और जेंट्स लोग कम रहते हैं। 80 तक लोग रहते हैं रेगुलर।
उनको आप ट्रेनिंग फ्री में देते हैं?
हाँ, सब ट्रेनिंग फ्री में।
उनकी क्या रिएक्शन रहती है जब ये देखते हैं कि उनको फ्री में मिल रहा है इतना कुछ, और उसके बाद जब वो ट्रेनिंग लेके बाहर जाते हैं उनका अनुभव कैसा रहता है?
बहुत अच्छा रहता है। जब वो पूरा क्लास करके बाहर जाते हैं, जाने के बाद भी वो लोग हर अभी कोई जॉब पे जाता है या कॉलेज में जाता है, क्लास पूरा हो जाता है तो भी वो लोग हर छुट्टी रहती है संडे फ्राइडे को, तब सब बच्चे लोग हम लोगों को मिलने के लिए सेंटर में आते हैं। और भजन, खास करके हम लोग 9 बजे भजन स्टार्ट करते हैं, तो भजन के टाइम पे बच्चे लोग आके सब भजन का मजा लेते हैं।
हाँ, तो उनका नाता नहीं टूटता अपने सेंटर
नहीं,
से एक बार जुड़ जाए तो वो भगवान के प्रति इतनी श्रद्धा उनके दिल में हो जाती है।
और बहुत सारे ऐसे बच्चे लोग है जो अभी हमारा प्रोग्राम रहता है बाबा का बर्थडे उधर रहता है या कोई भी प्रोग्राम हो, तो जो बच्चे लोग अभी तक हमारे यहाँ 1000 बच्चे लोग सीख के गए, तो सब बच्चे लोग वो प्रोग्राम में उधर आते हैं जब भी हम लोग उनको बुलाते हैं तब।
1000 बच्चों ने ये ट्रेनिंग फ्री में पाई है?
हाँ, फ्री में।
आपका अनुभव कैसा रहा, आप तो सुपरवाइजर हैं इस प्रोग्राम की?
बहुत अच्छा है उधर।
इससे पहले क्या करती थी आप?
मैं बचत गट का काम करती थी इससे पहले, अंबरनाथ पंचायत समिति में एनजीओ है।
अच्छा,
उनके अंडर काम करती थी।
अच्छा, उसके बाद आप यहाँ आ गई SSVIP में।
हाँ,
तो ये अनुभव कैसे, किस प्रकार से अलग लगा आपके पहले अनुभव से काम के?
पहला जब मैं आई थी तो बहुत घबराती थी कि अभी मैं सर के सामने भी नहीं जाती थी। अभी इतना अच्छा लगता है कि मुझे अगर किसी बाहर जॉब के लिए बुलाएंगे तो भी वही नहीं जा सकती।
देखिए आपका आत्मविश्वास कितना बढ़ गया, आप तो रेडियो साइड पे ऐसे चटर चटर करके बोल रही हैं।
हाँ, उधर बहुत अच्छा है और सब बच्चे लोग गांव के रहते हैं, बहुत दूर से चल के आते हैं
जी।
सुबह 9 बजे भजन के बाद उनको नाश्ता, ये सब करने की ऐसी हिम्मत किधर से आती है? ऐसा स्वामी के सामने जाते हैं हम लोग तो बहुत कुछ करते हैं, अभी बता नहीं सकती।
बहुत भावुक हो रहे हो आप। चलो लीना जी से पूछते हैं। लीना जी, थोड़ा और प्रोग्राम के बारे में डिटेल बताइए विस्तार से।
यहाँ पे जो क्लासेस सब चलते हैं, तो अभी जैसे अंजना मैडम ने बताया कि 1000 के ऊपर बच्चे ऑलरेडी ट्रेनिंग ले चुके हैं और अभी बैचेस बढ़ाने हैं हम लोग को। मतलब अभी ऐसा बहुत दुख लगता है ऐसे बच्चों को बताते हुए कि एडमिशन, मतलब एक बैच हमारा 15 बच्चों का रहता है
जी।
तो वैसा बैच फुल हो गया है बताने के लिए बहुत दुख होता है। मतलब हम अभी ऐसे कोशिश कर रहे हैं कि ज्यादा से ज्यादा बच्चे ये ट्रेनिंग ले पाए
ताकि एनरोलमेंट बढ़ जाए।
हाँ, एनरोलमेंट बढ़ जाए, और उसके लिए अभी एडिशनल कंप्यूटर्स, एडिशनल ये सिलाई मशीन, ये सब के लिए हम मतलब कोशिश कर रहे हैं इन सब के लिए, क्लासेस बढ़ाने के लिए।
तो ये थाने की जो यूथ है ये उनका इनिशिएटिव है?
हाँ, उनका मतलब यूथ का तो है ही, और सब मतलब डिस्ट्रिक्ट प्रेसिडेंट और सबका काफी सारा सपोर्ट है। बाकी भी ऐसे डिस्ट्रिक्ट के बहुत सारे मेंबर्स है जो कुछ ना कुछ जो भी नई चीजें आती है वो पहले आके यहाँ पे बताते हैं कि अरे हम ये कर सकते हैं। सबका प्रोत्साहन इतना ज्यादा है तो इसलिए हम काफी कुछ कर पा रहे हैं।
आप एक बहुत ही आप यंग महिला हैं, आप बहुत और कुछ भी कर सकती हैं, तो आपका इतना क्यों इंटरेस्ट है इस सब समाज सेवा में? आपका मन नहीं होता कि आप अपने फ्री टाइम में मूवीज में जाएं, सोशलाइजिंग करें, पार्टी करें? आप तो पूरी इन्वॉल्व हैं इसमें बहुत ही।
नहीं, ऐसा मतलब बिल्कुल भी मन नहीं होता है। पहले होता था, लेकिन जब से मैं यहाँ पे जाने लगी हूँ बस अभी बाकी किधर भी जाने का बिल्कुल भी मन नहीं रहता। मैं और मेरा हस्बैंड जब भी टाइम मिले, हमें सैटरडे संडे जब भी टाइम मिले तभी पहले हम यहाँ पे ही आते हैं। और इन ये सारे बच्चे इतने अच्छे और इतनी खुशी रहते हैं सब लोगों को कि बाकी किधर भी जाने का मन नहीं करता है, बस इनके साथ रहो। हम इनको भी कितनी बार बुलाते कि आप हमारे घर पे आ जाओ और यहाँ पे लोगों को ट्रेनिंग दो। अभी ऐसी मतलब उल्टी बारी आ रही है कि ये बच्चे आके हमारे लोगों को सिखाने, मतलब उन्होंने खाना चाहिए कि कैसे रहना
इतने माहिर
चाहिए,
हो गए वो लोग,
बहुत माहिर हो गए। मतलब इनसे डिसिप्लिन या किसी भी चीज का इनसे अभी हमें ट्रेनिंग लेना चाहिए।
तो ये जो SSVIP श्री सत्य साई विलेज इंटीग्रेटेड प्रोग्राम, उसके तहत जो आठ उसके सेगमेंट्स हैं उनमें से एक एम्पावरमेंट है और एम्प्लॉयमेंट, ये उसके अंडर आता होगा जो आप कर रहे हैं इनिशिएटिव।
हाँ हाँ जी,
बहुत ही खुशी हुई जान के। आप कुछ और एड करना चाहेंगी?
हम लोगों ने 6 महीने पहले आंख का ऑपरेशन का कैंप रखा था,
कैटरेक्ट कैंप। हाँ, जी।
तो फिर हम लोगों को लगा स्टार्ट में कि 100 लोग आएंगे या 50 आएंगे, ऐसा लगा था। हम लोगों ने जब कैंप रखा तो 218 लोग उधर आए और 40 लोगों का ऑपरेशन हुआ था उधर। और आज मुझे खुशी होती है आपको बताने कि मेरे घर पे आके लोग कहते हैं कि आपके सेंटर में आंख का चेकिंग कब है।
अच्छा।
आप हम लोगों को बताओ। और मैं सर से ने बार बार बोलती कि सर अभी कैंप रखो, और बहुत अच्छा लगता है सेंटर में जब लोग आते हैं जिनको जरूरत है वो लोग आके उधर बोलते हैं कि हम लोगों को अभी ये बीमारी है तो आपसे कुछ होगा क्या।
क्योंकि उनको पूरा विश्वास है कि जो भी सत्य साई भगवान के नाम से जुड़ा है उसके पास वो जा सकते हैं हेल्प मांगने, बिकॉज भगवान तो हमेशा हर किसी की हेल्प ही करते हैं।
हाँ, हम लोग सर्वानंद हॉस्पिटल में जब आप ऑपरेशन के लिए सब लोगों को लेके गए थे उस दिन हम लोगों को लगा कि कम लोगों का ऑपरेशन होगा कि 30 लोगों का या 25 लोगों का, तो उधर जाके उधर के डॉक्टर थे तो उन लोगों को चाय चाहिए थी, किसी को खाने को चाहिए था। उधर की डॉक्टर थी वो खुद चाय बना के दे रही थी और खाना भी पका के खुद दे रही थी। ये देख के हम लोगों को इतना अच्छा लगा था कि बहुत,
जहां स्वामी का स्नेह वहां पे एकदम आंख भर आती है।
डॉक्टर्स भी इतने इंस्पायर हो गए, तो बोले आप इतना कर सकते हो तो हम भी डेफिनेटली ज्यादा कुछ कर सकते हैं। तो इसलिए वो भी मतलब और कोशिश कर रहे हैं कि इसे आगे और जा सके करके।
भगवान करे ऐसे ही स्वामी की ग्लोरी, स्वामी की टीचिंग से ज्यादा लोग प्रोत्साहित हों और इतना अच्छा समाज सेवा करें। आपका यहां आने के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद लीना जी और अंजना जी। साईराम।
साईराम।
यू आर लिसनिंग टू रेडियो साई ग्लोबल हार्मनी। रेडियो साई ब्रिंग्स टू यू एवरी डे the teachings and the universal message of love of Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Baba.
Dear listeners, you have just heard a conversation with Ms. Anjana Kamri and Ms. Lena Patki, who are both involved in the Shri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program of the Sai Youth of Thane District Adopted Model Village, Jambelgarh in the state of Maharashtra. In fact, this month on the occasion of Mahashivratri, these women folk had set up a stall right in front of a studio where they were selling few handicrafts such as ladies' purses, puja thalis and little wallets as part of their occasional training program, which is an activity of the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program. The aim of this program is to empower women to achieve self-confidence, self-sufficiency and financial independence, and also to introduce them to a values-based life of harmony, peace and joy. As you heard it, this conversation was in the Indian language Hindi, and in conversation with them was Radio Sai's Karuna Munshi. Well, dear listeners, let's now continue listening to the conversation that I had played before this conversation, which I had recorded in the first week of March, That was on 9th of March to be precise, and this conversation was with the members of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization of the Indian state of Maharashtra and Goa, where when they had come to Prashant Nilayam as part of their Prashanti Seva.
Of these, the model villages which we have done is in one of the villages, in a village called Satara in Yavatmal district. There the water problem was there, fluoride content was there in the water. So we had installed a plant and a defluoridation plant for them. From that the water was purified and the water was defluoride, and those water was being used by the villagers. In the same village we made it a sanitation program. We made toilets and all the people were allowed to use. To the extent the village work was going on, that it got a model village by the, recognized as a model village by the Nirmal Gram award was given to that village. In Satara in Yavatmal district. Similarly, there were villages in Ganeshpur in Wardha district, Varud and Ganeshpur in Wardha district, Shilgiri in Vashim district is a very interesting case, where Dharmakshetra was connected to Shilgiri in Vashim district. Dharmakshetra is in Bombay and Shilgiri is in Vashim. These two was connected with internet, and we can give instructions. People can see on the wall by the website through internet. Training was given from Dharmakshetra to people in Vashim district. And they can interact from there. Cross question, whatever difficulties they have. Such a project, pilot project was done. That was one project done. We are thinking of doing it in all the other villages also. But the pilot project was done in Shilgiri district, in Vashim district. Then Itoli in Chandrapur. These are all model villages where complete sanitation work has been done. Water work has been carried out. Mother and child care is being done, and the Balvikas activities are being done. There are 27 villages in all, you know, all over the Maharashtra, where these programs on a minimum level.
So model villages are villages where this SSVIP is being conducted over.
Not seven, but at least 3 or 4.
So you told 27 SSVIP villages are there. Yes. So all 27 are called model villages.
No. We are working on that. We are working on all those 27 villages. This Gramin Award has been given to some of them.
Okay.
7 of them where the sanitation has been, are being used by the villages.
So they are called model villages.
Where they are independent on themselves. Okay. So they don't have to depend on outside people.
Okay, now you told, sir, vocational training programs and all as part of SSVIP program.
Yeah.
So how often you conduct this?
This is being conducted on a regular basis. There are teachers who have been appointed.
Regular basis means daily or weekly or what?
Weekly twice for every subject, you know. So now supposing the plumbing course is being done. The boys who have completed the plumbing, they have been attached to some other company and where they get the job. Nearby industrial units and where they get the job of plumbing, and they are going there to work and earn money on themselves. Otherwise the villagers can't earn money, they don't study, their education is not complete. Those who have dropped out from schools, those people are selected and given such trainings of plumbing and electrician, and subsequently after the completion of the course we see to it that he gets something, some employment. So that he earns on his own. This is being done on a majority basis in Jambilgar. Looking at that, villagers from other districts are also coming to Jambilgar for seeking this training. Now they have done a village from Nasik, they have come and they have been given the training for about 20-22 days. And after that training they will go back, and the Nasik people will take care of getting them employment somewhere in the industry. That is the concept.
Also, to add to what he has said just now, the important thing is that in these villages we are holding Nagar Sankirtans, bhajans, and I would like to emphasize that we are having nearly 100 sevaks from these villages who are attending Prashanti Seva.
Okay,
yeah. So that is a very positive outcome.
Oh, this time they have come.
They have been coming for quite some time.
All these, when the SSVIP had started, these villages have started coming from those villages. Motivated by our activity, they want to come here, and after coming here they want to do seva, so they come with Prashanti Seva.
At present, this present seva they are attending, more than 100
more than people. 100. And some villagers, they have formed their Satya Sai Bhajan Mandali also.
Yeah.
So they regularly conduct bhajans.
It's so a beautiful sight.
That is ideally these villages have become Sai Grams.
Mm-hmm. In the mornings we carry Nagasankirtans in some of these villages. So each one of them come out for this Nagasankirtan in that village, and we have provided Swami's photos to them. So they'll put the photo in front of their home and garland it, and take it 5 o'clock in the morning. You'll find so many people.
Very nice.
It's very beautiful.
Beautiful.
Nice transformation in the
villages. Yeah. Yeah. I informed about this medical van project. So besides that, we are having other different specialized medical camps also.
Okay, medical
camps. I would just like to say something about that. For example, specialized camps like eye checkup camps, then cataract camps. We had one camp at Jalgaon for this Jaipur foot camp.
Okay.
Then gynec camps, pediatric camps, etc. So all these camps are well attended, and people after this eye checkup are given specs, all that. Now, in Goa, we have already had blood donation camps like elsewhere in Maharashtra. But we also had blood grouping camp in Goa. And we, in Goa, have an updated blood donors directory. As a result of our efforts in some villages in Maharashtra, these villages have now been totally cataract free.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the cataract operation is done by the organization?
Yeah, I would like to tell you that. In so many certain villages, all these things have been done. I will name some of the villages. Bhamatwadi, Srigiri, Pangri Mahadev, Brahmavada, Dharkanta, Shakarpur. All these villages are from Vashim district, Maharashtra. These villages are totally cataract free. Each person has been examined for a cataract.
Okay.
More than 1,000 patients, I mean, we can't call them patients, but everybody has been examined. And 235 cataract operations have been successfully done, making these villages cataract free. Now, sometimes these medical camps, specialized medical camps, give us certain informations which are very useful in the long run. For example, we have a village called Tamadi Sulla in Goa, wherein for centuries the inhabitants had skin problem.
Okay.
They were being treated, and it was during these medical camps in Tamadi Sulla in Goa. Doctors found out, they were thinking, why this skin problem is there in each and every inhabitant of the village. And then they found that it must be something to do with the water that they drink. And then this sample of water was collected.
Okay.
We got in touch with the government authorities, health department, and we supplied them these samples of this water. And now these samples are being examined. And at last, finally, these people who have been suffering from this skin disease will have some remedies.
Okay.
The water will be treated. So this way, these camps help us in giving benefit to the villages in general.
So the doctors who participate in these camps are all Swami's devotees?
Not all. Not all Swami's devotees. But we tell them, we approach them, we tell them the Swami's message. Then we emphasize to them that this is being done free of cost. Because normally what happens, people feel that we are get benefited to some extent. When we tell them intention behind this, we don't have anything selfish motive in this. This is only for the sake of benefit of the people. Then they are impressed and they offer their services. But most of the doctors, they do it as a seva. And some of them, of course, are becoming Swami devotees. Because when they see, because we follow certain procedure. Before starting the medical camp, we will place Swami's photo, offer him flowers, then we say Omkar. So a sort of atmosphere is created. Then after the camp, we do Aarti. We offer Aarti to Swami. So they are impressed. Then they start, we offer them some books, Swami's books. They read those books. Then now it has happened that many such doctors have become Swami's devotees. And whenever they are free, they are offering their services.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how often these medical camps are conducted?
Practically every week.
Every week.
Yeah. Weekend. If we consider a district of Maharashtra, actually every week these medical camps are going on.
Yeah. On different specialties.
Yeah.
We have done a camp here now in Dharmakshetra recently.
Medical camp?
A medical camp on cardiac. Where the Sri Satya Sai Hospital in Rajkot, Gujarat, they wanted patients for their hospital. So with that combination, in a tie-up with them, they had come and they had given us how to go about it. And on that basis, in the entire Maharashtra, we circulated a circular and we told them that these patients who are interested in the treatment, cardiac treatment, are required to come here on that particular date, in 20th October.
Last year,
28th October. So, out of the 1,000 patients who had come there, 235 patients were identified for being operated in Rajkot Hospital free of cost.
Okay.
Of them, a few have been about 48. Last I heard was 48. I don't know whether the figure has gone up. But the last figure which I heard was 48, a month back perhaps. That 48 operations have already been done.
Successfully
completed on these patients. One of the success story I would love to share here.
Yes, please.
Mr. Lule from Akola district had a sister who had a severe heart problem. This sister is a widow. She is a widow and she doesn't have anybody. So the brother is taking care of the sister, and the local doctors have given up. They said, you can't spend money for the operation, and that operation is going to take enough money, and we can't guarantee you how much successful it would be. So they gave up, no medicines, and she was allowed to on her own. Then this brother was not feeling well, and our advertisement in the newspaper regarding the cardiac camp in Dharmakshetra appeared in the newspaper, and one of his friends told him about the advertisement. He saw the advertisement. He came to Mr. Satpute here, and he asked about all the details of what to go and how to go. Mr. Satpute guided him completely from the beginning. So that Mr. Lule, along with his sister, came to Dharmakshetra for the checkup camp. And he stayed there for 2 days. And at the end of the day, he didn't add some of the reports. So he was asked to go back and get those reports. Unless those reports are there, we cannot further the process your application form. And he was depressed. He was depressed that a door appeared to be open, but suddenly it got closed because I didn't add the entire thing. He came back to the station, and in station, somebody saw him and told him, no, you go back, you will be taken care, you go back. That man again came back, and when he came, he saw a few people sitting there and were working for the camp, they were all working. He went and somebody told that he is Mr. Ramesh Sawant, the state president of Maharashtra and Goa, you go and approach him. He went and he told his entire story. Mr. Ramesh Sawant was working for patients like him who didn't have the entire test reports.
Okay.
So he told one of the Sevadal there, you also take him along with your other patients and get the other test done. And after the test being done, we will send him for the final checkup. So the tests were conducted again on his sister. Again, a light was seen for him, for his sister. The entire operation was done successfully. And now the sister is living very happily. He came to Satpute. He said, when such a thing is being happening for me, I think my karmas have been washed out and allow me to offer my seva at the lotus feet of Bhagwan. Please take me to Prashanti for Prashanti seva. And that gentleman is doing now Prashanti seva. He's a retired police officer. He has never seen such thing in his lifetime. And for them it was a big thing. When we heard this story, we said, yes, we will share this story as Mr. Raghu wanted.
He wanted everybody to know this.
Yes. And there are more success stories to it also. I'm unable to give the entire details. When Anup Jalata came to Bombay for a Bhajan Sandhya, and on that Bhajan Sandhya, one of the lady who again got such a kind of transformation for her daughter in from Navi Mumbai, she shared her experience there. There are many such success stories, but I know this, so I shared it.
Okay. So this Rajkot Hospital, please tell something about the hospital. It gives free treatment for only cardiac patients. And it's Swami's hospital.
Built by one of the devotees in Rajkot, Gujarat Rajkot. And initial stages, they were short of funds. That was during that Gujarat earthquake time. Earthquake time, somewhere 2005, I think. No? 2005, no? January 26, 2005, when there was an earthquake in Gujarat. It was built and completely there. But they had done one or two operations only because lack of funds or lack of patients and lack of availability of doctors who wanted to serve, that hospital was lying dormant. And afterwards, Bhagwan again came and told them to revitalize it, and some arrangements were done and funds started coming in, and then they started work. And then they had patients were not there. So they had a tie-up with Maharashtra and asking them to send us patients. We had this camp, and after that camp, this was being done.
So now,
during that 2005 earthquake time, this hospital was being used as a
shelter
for all the people
affected victims.
Not to serve. Our Chiranjira also took vehicles of loads of grains being distributed. This was the place where most of the things.
The volunteers were.
From Maharashtra and all. The entire Maharashtra, we have done a disaster management training for the youth. About four or five trainings we have done, and we had selected some people who were youth wing members, and we did the training.
Disaster management or natural calamities?
Natural calamities. Natural calamities like earthquake. Landslides, we just tell them for information.
And,
earthquake, flood relief, and droughts. Droughts, we can't do much. But flood relief and earthquake, we can always do. So this was the two items which were harping upon. And we gave them the basic idea, awareness of how we can do about this work in flood relief. About 45 villages in Yavatmal district were affected by floods. Out of which four villages were
totally washed out.
Last year, 2020 season. They have been taken care of by the Satya Sai organization. They have been provided with household items like grains and oil and everything.
Their houses are repaired.
Every day, 2,000 packets of food till the time they were
settled
properly. This was done in 2005, if I can share one of the experiences in Bombay. Bombay, July 27, 2005, there was a big flood and the entire city was flooded with water.
Yes.
We were staying in one of the places in Thane district and the village which we adopted was called Moria Chapada in Thane district. That day night when the rain started coming in, I stay in second floor. And ground floor, our youth wing boys are there. So they started knocking at the door at around 1:30 in the night. And they said, Dada, full water is coming. Our houses are knee-deep water. So I said, I woke up and I saw there was water, everywhere water. So I told them, bring the items from downstairs. We will keep them in the first floor or the second floor people. And then we will see what is to be done. They lifted all the fridges and all those electrical items, equipments, they brought it. And all the people from the ground floor was vacated and they were in first and second floor. We were doing Nagar Sankirtan daily then. And it was pitch dark. By the time we vacated all the ground floor people, it was time, around 5 o'clock.
Okay, morning.
Morning, 5 o'clock. So the ladies were in the room praying with Bhagwan, and we all youth wing boys, about 7, 8 of us, we went out with this wasteful water. Waste deep water.
And it was still raining, I think.
It was still raining and the water was this level. So we had to find out whether the close by people, they need some kind of help and all. So we went and it was pitch dark. They can't hear us, they can't see us. So what we did, we took our duffli and all and we singing with Nagar Sankirtan Bhajan. We went one building, every building we approached and
Nagar
we saw.
Nagar Sankirtan, that was your daily routine.
Today we didn't do Omkaram and Suprabhatam, we did only directly Nagar Sankirtan. So when we were going out in those places, there is a small canal which is flowing from our near our place. That was fully flooded and there was a low-lying area and there is a small house there. And when we were going, somebody was showing a candle. the door was almost 3/4 with filled with water, okay. And she was seen this much, and a candle was seen from their hand. We need help here, we need help here. She was telling us in Marathi, Amala ikade madat paije, Amala ikade madat paije. So we saw, and it was water was with full gush. We were wondering whether we can get a rope. So suddenly somebody, I don't know, he came, somebody at that time, and he got a rope.
Mm.
Because of the management, because disaster management, we knew how to tie. We tied it, and with the help of the rope, we boys went to that place. Tied a rope to the pole. Holding this rope, we went to that place. That man who came with that rope was a politician. When he went to that place and asked the child and the mother to come out, she didn't come out. She was worried. Then our youth wing boy went and said, Sai Ram. When the moment he said Sai Ram, they came, they sprang as if they were jumped as and hold us. The children came and the lady came, and we brought all of them and to the safe custody, and suddenly people who were all watching from the terraces, they took those people for the breakfast, and they had all that was subsequently being done. The beauty thing was, after we asked, why didn't you go to that man who first came? He said, we didn't know him. When you said, Sai Ram, I know my children are going to Balvikas classes, so we suddenly jumped behind that. So that was it. And finally we came, and by around 6:30 we completed the Nagar Sankirtan. By that time the water also
subsided
and we did our job. Afterwards we heard, because these children were doing Nagar Sankirtan, our place was safe, otherwise we would have had problems. That was the discussion being held by the local people. This village called Moria Chapada, where we used to go for Gram Seva, all these boys, then we decided to reach Moria Chapada, we have to cross a river. And the river we know would be flooded completely. So we all went, decided to take some food for them and go. That day we could not go because we ourselves were in trouble. So the next day morning, we decided, we told all the youth wing boys and about two auto rickshaws filled of khichdis and fruits and bread and chapatis and all these items we took, and two of us were in motorcycle, five of us were in that auto rickshaw with the food item. We took some ropes and all, we knew that we have to cross the river, how we will cross we don't know. We took the ropes and we went. And when we were going on the way, we had to cross two rivers. One, the bridge was broken. The bridge was fallen down and we could not go there. So we had to take a divert route. And when we went near that village, the river was completely flooded and it was overflowing, and we don't know how to go. Even throwing a rope to the other end was not feasible. So we were praying, Bhagwan, we are here with all the food for the villages. What should we do? We can't reach the food to the villages. Suddenly some children from that village were playing on the other side of the bank of the river. So we called them and they saw us. They were all Sai devotees. Every week we come there. They saw us. We said, Are bade logon ko bulao, call your elders. And they called all the elders. You know, they came with a tube.
Tire tube
of the truck. They brought it with a base under it. They put some base under it and two of them sat. Two such similar tire tubes they brought. And they crossed the river. With that flow, they went ahead and then so that they can reach us. They crossed the river. They took all the items. And the boys said, cried. We didn't have food for 2 days because our village was flooded with water. And we were all sitting on the mountain top because nobody was able to reach. And when they saw the food, they took all the food and they vanished so fast that by the time they took and they vanished and the food was distributed. And later when we went, they shared that we were sitting there. There was no light. There was nothing. Nothing could be eaten. We didn't have anything to eat. And finally when you came, it was like a God-given prasadam for us. That was
it was God-given.
Now is Narayan Seva. Narayan Seva is done at every birthday place. The routine practice everywhere. But in Maharashtra, from Samiz Mahasmadhi, very big amount of Narayan Seva was organized.
Maha Narayan Seva.
From last 2 years, total Maharashtra, more than 3-4 lakhs people are benefited by that Narayan Seva.
Narayan Seva is distribution of food.
Distribution of food.
Food packets.
Especially in Pune, on last year, 25,000 packets they have prepared. And they are cooked by our side devotees. and they were distributed. But in total Maharashtra and Goa, more than 3 to 4 lakh people benefited by this Mahanarayan Seva. When we attempt for Ashadi here, because Ashadi festival is in Maharashtra, which has been organized at the Prashanti Nilayam, at that time we distributed some Anna Kalash to the nearby villages while our procession or dindi is going. At that time we distributed the grains and packets and all these things to the villagers. Now last but least, very unique project in Maharashtra, that is for the farmers or agriculturists. In Mumbai, in Malad, our organization built an agricultural and biotechnology center in 2004.
Okay.
That center, we trained the farmers who owned the farm more than 2 to 4 hectare. The age up to 45 years, and minimum qualification 12 standard. Such 30 students we select for one batch. Every year we conducted the training for 9 to 10 batches.
So
throughout the Maharashtra and Goa, we give them the training regarding the agriculture, then processing, that new technology, rainwater harvesting, then horticulture. Such type of training we are giving to them. And throughout Maharashtra, the people or farmers we send there for training. This training is total free. Another thing is that we give foods and residential arrangement.
Okay.
That is free of cost. Up till now, 972 farmers have been trained from 43 batches. Out of which, some farmers, they have success stories. Such like green net shed, now new technology is there. In some very little area, we can go more food grains. Again, then vermicompost, such type of practices, new practices, they are followed. And such 42 success stories still we have.
Please share some success stories.
One farmer from Rithad in Washim district, he himself constructed a green net shed.
Green net shed.
Now, green net shed means we sow some vegetables or in 1 acre area. In 1/4 of that, 10 guntas, we can harvest that much quantity from 10 hectares of land, from 10 guntas of land. So this is a new technology. They have adopted the technology. Government giving subsidy for that construction of green net house. Then vermicompost. Vermicompost means whatever material we have, from that material we have prepared compost. That is vermicompost. And some worms, they are kept on that. And after 21 days, that whole material turn into the fertilizer or compost, which is used for their farm. Some dairy project are there. In some villagers, they have started the dairy project. They have been financed from some banks. And in Washim district, this type of program we have taken from the bank. They have taken the loan. They have purchased cow, buffalo, and they are earning money from that.
This blanket distribution during winter, because when there is winter, very cold temperatures, our youth, they go out with blankets after midnight, and we see poor people sleeping on the roadside, all exposed to the cold, and we cover them.
No proper clothing.
Yeah, we cover them with the blankets.
No warm clothing.
Yeah. And the most important thing is when we cover them, they look at us because that time some of them are asleep. They look at us and their eyes tell us how comfortable and how happy they are. And we say Sai Ram to them. So this way we are doing every winter. And I would like to share one experience. So one such person in Goa, we covered with blanket. And he also looked at us very gratefully. Probably he was very sick. Maybe he was in a very final stage of his life.
Okay.
And next day he passed away. And his photo appeared in the paper. Now the surprising thing is the photo of a person dying on the roadside doesn't normally appear. But in his case, he was a past footballer.
Okay.
due to drinking habits, he ruined his life, he ruined his health, and no one to take care of him.
Earlier he was a famous football player.
Yeah, earlier, not famous, but he was a very good football player, very healthy. But these alcoholic habits and too much of it, that ruined his life. And that's why his photo appeared. But what I wanted to stress here is, when he looked at us, he was very grateful. And in that photo, in the newspaper, we could see that blanket with which he was covered. That was Sai blanket. And I'm sure the last few moments of his life must have been very comforting to him because of this Sai blanket. So these small, small things, small, small activities, seva activities, which we are doing all over Maharashtra and Goa, there is so much happiness in that. Because when you see gratitude and happiness in somebody else's eyes, you feel very happy.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Like, so many activities are being done. Yeah. How are these activities helping you personally? Like, we generally say, when we are serving others, we are actually serving ourselves, actually.
Yeah.
So how has it benefited you personally, sir? Please share something.
So when we go to villages and see these conditions, and when we serve them, and when we come back to our home, a little luxury, when we want to buy out of place, which is not required, which is not needed, we restrain ourselves.
Okay.
Because we are reminded of these people from the villages, these children from the villages, they are deprived of it.
Yes.
We can share a few things from us with them.
Yeah.
That would be the concept. Not only with the person, we as a member, the family itself, the family, entire family. After the service, we come home and share the activities with our wife and children, everybody. So this puts them into a concept. Papa, Papa, we will not waste the money here. We will use the money and go and give the child in the villages. This kind of activity we have seen. So this is enough for us. When Bhagwan says that a richest man is the one who has less amount of desires. So our desires automatically gets sealed off. So we don't have to worry about
You become so humble.
Yes,
and we should actually thank these people
for
that they are for giving us something to learn. We should thank them actually.
And it is again useful for the organization. They are some joining the organization.
Okay, they are coming forward and joining the organization.
Regarding this AXA, there are nine...
AXA is the farmer training.
Farmers training, out of which some villages, they are turned into some Sai Gramin Center. Bhajan Mandali. They came here for seva. That is happiness to ourselves. Because they are doing some Swami's work. Not 100%. 1% is there. That is enough for that. Like in the heart checkup camp, though myself was involved more by the organization, I was a very good lucky, because in that particular 10 to 15 days, when my name was there in paper that you should contact such and such fellow, so at least 40 to 45 phone was received to me regarding the inquiry about the that camp. So my first reaction is that when you phone me, I say, you want information regarding the hat. So I immediately say, you please call off your phone, I will ring you. Then he called the phone, I will ring on that phone. And half an hour, at least 30 to 40 minutes, they inquire about all these things on phone. So that is very satisfied thing to ourselves.
So you call back so that they won't lose money.
Lose money. That is more intention. So like this agriculture training center, like hard camp, or again our this such activity, they join the water harvesting. These are very unique features of the organization which we are doing.
I would just like to add something. In 2015, the organization is going to complete 50 years.
Okay. So this is our organization all over India.
So that will be in 2015. So we had a meeting in Dharmakshetra
last month.
And we have formulated certain programs. We have set certain targets
as future
for all
plans.
Of us, as future plans. And we want this organization to grow. And we have been trying to find out ways and means, because particularly after physical presence of Swami not there anymore, now this has become a issue for us. And fortunately, in Maharashtra and Goa, we didn't have that sort of a problem. we can see from the number of sevas which are coming for Prashanti Seva. This time we are having 1600 plus
okay.
sevaks doing Prashanti Seva.
We come for this month of service.
Yeah.
For this week.
This week.
From last 6 months they have not stayed.
Yeah, and our second batch also is bringing that much
number
of sevaks.
So when is the second batch?
It is starting tomorrow, from day after tomorrow.
Okay.
Day after 8th.
Yeah. We are here till 8th. On 8th afternoon we'll have prasadam of Swami, Ashirvad of Swami. Then all of us will be going to our respective places and our second batch will take over. But second batch also having that much number of sevaks. So organization should grow. Swami's message should go everywhere. Because Swami has left his legacy to us. It is our prime duty to see that Swami's message is everywhere. Everybody is made to realize the Bhagwan who was in human form on this earth for the benefit of whole mankind.
Okay, sir. So on behalf of Radio Sai team, I thank you all for coming here and
sharing
with us about the service activities.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity.
You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Radio Sai brings to you every day the teachings and the universal message of love of Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Baba.
Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome once again to today's Thursday Life. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and I'm Team Radio Sai Raghu. Well, what you're listening till now was a recorded conversation that I had recorded with few members of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of Indian States of Maharashtra and Goa when they had come this month for their Prashanti Seva, that was from 1st March to 15th March. And this conversation was recorded on 9th March. And in this conversation, as you heard, they shared with us many of the service activities that they have been undertaking. Service activities such as the mobile Medicare project, then mother and child care project, then many of the Sri Satya Sai village integrated programs, such as the vocational training programs, which includes the plumbing activities, then the stitching activities and tailoring classes and many others. And they also shared with us the Mahanarayan Seva program, then distribution of blankets to the poor and needy and water projects. Well, dear listeners, I hope you have been inspired by listening to this conversation. Do send us your feedback and comments about this. You can mail us to listener@radiosai.org. The time in our studio is 12:25 and it's a warm afternoon here at Prashanti Nilayam Ashram. It's time for me to sign off today's segment of Thursday Life. And as always, I place this segment at the lotus feet of our Divine Master Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And I'll be leaving by playing for you few poems. These poems are in the language Telugu and they're sung by the Malladi brothers. And it's from the album Sai Nathachari, a Sai Blossom product.
ప్రసన్న చిత్తుండవైన చో చాలు నాకదే పదివేను తండ్రి సుఖ సంపదలకేమి సుముఖుండవైన చో చాలు నాకదే పదివేను తండ్రి కోర్కెలకేమి నీ కటాక్షమున్నచో చాలు నాకదే పదివేలు తండ్రి విభవానికేమి నీ అభిమానమున్నచో చాలు నాకదే 10,000 తండ్రి ఇచ్చినవి ఏవోయున్నవి ఇంతే చాలు ఇచ్చినవి ఏవోయున్నవి ఇంతే చాలు అధికములకేమి అవి ఎప్పుడైన కలుగు ఇచ్చినవి ఏవోయున్నవి ఇంతే చాలు అధికములకేమి అవి ఎప్పుడైన కలుగు ఇచ్చినవి ఏవోయున్నవి ఇంతే చాలు అధికములకేమి అవి ఎప్పుడైన గలుగు వీడు నా భక్తుడని వీడు నా భక్తుడని ఎల్లవేళలనీకు వీడు నా భక్తుడని ఎల్లవేళల నీకు ఒక్క రీతి అనుగ్రహమున్న చాలు ఒక్క రీతి అనుగ్రహమున్న చాలు ఒక్క రీతి అనుగ్రహమున్న చాలు. వినుదించినంతటన నిర్మలమౌను మనసు నీనుడుల్విని మననంబొనర్పగ పవిత్రత నొందెడు నిన్ను గూర్చి మే మనయము చేయు సాధన మహాద్భుతమో ప్రభు నిన్ను గూర్చి మే మనయము చేయు సాధన మహాద్భుతమో ప్రభు సత్యసాయి జీవనమున మాకు సత్యము శివంబును సుందరము కొనర్చడు సత్యసాయి జీవనమున మాకు సత్యము శివమును సుందరము కొనర్చడు